You're listening to the Mortgage Reports Podcast, where we reveal tips, tricks, hacks, and knowledge to help you buy a home, refinance, or invest in real estate.
This is Ivan Simmental, your host of the Mortgage Reports Podcast. And in today's episode, we will be discussing whether you should use your 401k to purchase a home or not. If you've dreamed of owning a home, you probably imagine yourself in your fantastic backyard or cooking in your perfect kitchen. But making the dream come true requires an incredible financial commitment. And the first step is to cobble together the cash you will need for your down payment and closing costs. You may wonder whether you should consider using the money in your retirement account to purchase a home. Before you decide, you need to be aware that there are financial and legal implications. So let's examine the pros and cons and see whether using your 401k to buy a house is right for you. Retirement accounts are money you can use in your golden years. And if you've been carefully saving, you might be wondering if it's okay to tap into those funds to use for something right now, like a home purchase, given that it's an investment in its own right. One of the most common types of retirement plans is the 401k, which companies offer to their workers. It provides an easy way to earmark some of your salary for retirement savings, along with tax benefits a 401k brings. You'll be setting aside money without paying taxes right now, and then will pay the taxes when you withdraw it, which ideally will be in your lower tax bracket than you are right now. In many cases, companies also match up to part of your personal savings, which is another reason the 401k accounts are so popular since they're essentially free money. But those funds have been set aside expressly for your retirement savings, which means that if your plan allows you to withdraw it earlier, you'll be paying a penalty. Along with the taxes you owe, given your current tax bracket, there's usually the potential to borrow from it, though, which may be a better option. But those funds have been set aside expressly for retirement savings, which means that if your plan allows you to withdraw it earlier, you'll be paying a penalty, along with taxes that you might owe, given your current tax bracket, of course. There's usually the potential to borrow from it, though, which may be a better option. So while you can use your 401k for a first-time home purchase in most cases, the question is whether you should. So should you use that 401k to buy a house? And more importantly, is it the best thing for you? Yes, the money is technically yours, so you can use it for anything you want or need, including as a 401k first-time home buyer. While you can withdraw your money from the 401k plan in some cases, such as a financial hardship, borrowing can be more financially advantageous. But you need to be aware of some of the potential downsides. So here is the question to ask. Does my 401k allow me to borrow? That is the first thing to find out. So check with your employer or your HR department to see if your 401k plan allows loans. Ask, what are the penalties? What are the fees? What are the taxes that I'm going to be borrowing from for my 401k? These are all important questions that you should be asking yourself and your 401k company or your HR department. So if you borrow the money, you'll be required to repay the loan within 5 years. You'll be paying interest while you do it, which is generally at the interest rate of 2 points over the prime rate, but the interest rate will be used to pay yourself, which makes it a bit more generous. However, remember, these loans are paid with after-tax dollars, so you're missing out on the tax benefits that make your 401k accounts so attractive in the first place. And note that if you use a 401k loan and then leave your job, the total amount must be repaid before you file taxes for the year you quit your job. Bummer. Sucks. I know. If you don't, it's a withdrawal, which means it will be taxed at ordinary income tax rates. And that's what we want to avoid at all costs. If your plan allows you to withdraw the funds rather than borrow, you won't have to pay them back, but you'll experience a 10% early withdrawal fee if you're under 59 and a half. That can be a big bite, especially when it's accompanied with the taxes you must pay on the amount owed. What are the borrowing limits for a 401k? Well, in general, you can only borrow up to 50% of your vested account balance, or $50,000, whichever is less. Some plans may offer an exception if your balance is less than $10,000. You may be allowed to withdraw the entire amount with a withdrawal. There are no limits on the amount, assuming your plan will enable you to do so. Now, what are the pros? Besides allowing you to make a purchase you might otherwise not be able to make, of course, borrowing from your 401k is basically borrowing from yourself rather than another lender. That means you might not be losing as much money on interest payments as you would if you were to borrow funds from another individual or another entity or another party. Now, what are the cons? Besides the fees, your employer will likely stop their side of the match if they were making one. Even when you're paying yourself back, your employer won't consider those funds a new contribution and therefore won't match it. And of course, you'll lose out on compound interest your money would have been earning if you'd left it in the account. It also might make it more challenging to qualify for a mortgage. Why? Because of your debt-to-income ratio. You should be sure to ask your lender before withdrawing the amount what your debt-to-income ratio is and if this will have an implication on your home loan. Of course, if you decide to withdraw rather than borrow from your 401k, the main con is the giant tax hit you will suffer. So if you're still thinking that you might want to go this route, it's essential to consider all of the costs that will be part of owning a home to make sure that you're not using your 401k as a way to fund a purchase that might be difficult to maintain. Look at your retirement. Looking at your retirement account balance might make you feel you have more money than you actually have coming in regularly. Now, we all know for the majority of the population, buying a home might be your biggest purchase, but it's important to remember that it's not a one-time expense. Owning a home means regular costs of maintenance, upkeep, insurance, property taxes, and so much more. It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of house hunting and inadvertently make a first-time homebuyer mistake that leaves you without sufficient funds to pay the ongoing expenses of a home. As we've noted in this video, you can see there are a variety of drawbacks and risks involved in using your 401k to buy a house. So just to recap, these include missing out on making new contributions, the fees, the interest, and depending on the specifics of your company's 401k, losing out on the compound interest your money could earn if you left it in the retirement account. You're also potentially missing out on your company's match, finding yourself in a bind if you change jobs and have to pay that 401k back in a lump sum. So there are some alternatives to using a 401k. And some of those are down payment assistance. Depending on the specific city or state that you live in, there might be down payment assistance programs that are available to you that are typically interest-free if you stay in your house for a certain period of time. Now, if you don't want to go the down payment assistance route because that requires certain income, certain FICO scores, if you don't want to go that route, there's always a route of obtaining a gift from a family member. Now, remember, this gift has to be from an actual family member, and it actually has to be a gift. Now look, the bottom line is there are better ways to buy a house than raiding your retirement savings. Would I personally recommend you using your 401k to purchase a home? No. But if this is your only alternative to owning a home, then I would 100% recommend using your 401k. Everybody's situation is different, and this is what you have to examine when you are thinking about using your 401k to use it for your down payment and or your closing cost. So keep this in mind. I hope that the facts and the information that I provided you was valuable. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mortgage Reports podcast. As always, we appreciate you. Make sure to hit that like and subscribe button and share this with your friends, a family member, anybody who you think might find value in this.
Thanks for listening to the Mortgage Reports podcast. Visit themortgagereports.com for daily mortgage rate updates, news, and advice from experts.